What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Women Have So Many Options That Men Are Stuck Between a Rock and a Hard Place. So, as you guys know, I'm out in Oaxaca, Mexico. It's almost midnight now. I'm going back to my Airbnb. I was at a couple of pubs. In fact, the picture I'm gonna be using for the thumbnail for this video is going to be from a pub I was just at a couple of minutes ago. They had live music. My battery is about to die soon, so I'll make this video hopefully under 15 minutes. Anyways, so what I have taken notice of is that when it comes to like pubs and bars, there are far more men in there than women, to the point where men are dancing with one another. You know, back when I was driving cab 12, 13 years ago, before Uber and Tinder, there was a balanced ratio of women to men back in that day. Today, for every one woman, you might get three or four guys in there for every one woman. So this leads us to the question, where are all these women at if they're not at the pub? You know, obviously they're not home reading the gospel, okay? They're either doing one of two things. Either they're being wined and dined by some simp, or they're getting their pussy Nagasaki Hiroshima'd by Chad and Tyrone. So, women today have become extremely, extremely privileged. They live in easy mode. And because women live in easy mode today, they live in a fantasy world, okay? In Arabic, it's known as wahm. Wahm means fantasy. They live in la-la land today. So these women out there who are living in fantasy land, to them, there is no suffering, there is no sacrificing, there is no struggling. So it has to always, always be all about W's for her. It has to be a win after a win after a win. A win. These women, they don't want any sort of hardships or responsibility because the world is their oyster. And look, if you're a 20-year-old girl, you're hot, indeed, the world is your oyster. Now, the problem that these women need to understand, especially these young millennials and Gen Z women, is that when you hit the wall, it's all gonna come crashing down. You see, I know some people are gonna say men are so thirsty, they don't care about the wall. You know, for the time being, that might be true, but here's the deal, guys. Men are gonna learn the hard way that outside of Chad and Tyrone, that they're being used and abused. Here in Oaxaca, there's a lot of tourists here from America, Europe, and almost all the guys here I see, they're walking with a woman and they have that look on their face where they're like, this bitch is using me. All I'm doing is spending money on her, hopping from cafe to cafe, pub to pub, fancy restaurant to fancy restaurant, and I'm not getting anything in return. It's like, yeah, dude, you are what her ATM, like Red Pill Mary said, attention, time, and money. That's it. That's all you are to this woman. You're either going to be that ATM, or you're going to be Chad and Tyrone. If you're that ATM, you're going to be the guy spending money on her, okay? If you guys research, do couples break up after a vacation? there have been numerous confirmed scientific studies that a good portion of couples break up after a so-called romantic getaway. You know why? Because when a woman goes out with a guy, a simp, a beta male, a soy boy, an oofy doofy, who is her ATM, attention, time, money, like Red Pill Mary says, what happens is she literally bankrupts the dude. He maxes out his credit cards, he drains his bank account, because obviously, you know, they're flying all over the world, you know, they're going to expensive restaurants, expensive wines, nice Airbnbs, you know, excursions. So this guy is racking up thousands and thousands of dollars. So after a vacation, this guy is not going to have any money to spend on the girl. And also at the same time, because he wined and dined and flew this girl all over the world, he's going to be like, hey, bitch, where my pussy at? So women dump men after a vacation knowing full well that A, the guy is not going to have any money to waste on her, and secondly, the guy is actually going to be like, hey, where's my sex at? You know, we didn't have it over on the vacation because, you know, you were too busy rubbing up against a Mexican shad. And then when we go home, you're like, oh, honey, I'm too tired. We had a full day today. Maybe next time. So these guys are going to learn that the future here is indeed pay to play. Now, as you guys know, I went to Playa del Carmen fresh off the plane, and I bought myself a Colombian prostitute, not because I was horny or desperate, but because I wanted to show you guys out there who are complaining about not getting their peepees touched that you can literally hop on a plane from anywhere in America, land in Cancun, okay, rent a car for $30 a day, or get on the ADU bus, go from Cancun, Playa del Carmen, rent yourself an Airbnb right there on Fifth Avenue for like $50 to $70, okay? And then walk up to the hottest girl on Fifth Avenue and be like, how much? Okay, that's all you have to do to get your pee-pee touched and have freaky deaky sex. Now for me, pay to play is not something that I want to do, simply because it's like shooting fish in the barrel. And when it comes to women, I need something more than just getting my rocks off, okay? I need more from a woman than just, hey, bitch, here's $100, spread your legs open, okay? So, a lot of guys out there, man, they're going to come to the conclusion that it's really better for me just to go out, buy a girl, rent her for the night, and then be done with her. Because at the end of the day, what do we men want? Sex. That's all we want from a woman. We don't want anything more from a woman other than sex. So these guys are being used and abused. These guys are flying women all over the place, you know, maxing out their credit card, draining their bank account. They're going to be like, yo, man, I can just hop on a plane, $170 round trip ticket, okay? $30 to rent a car for a day, or, you know, pay for the ADU bus back and forth from Playa del Carmen to Cancun Airport. Rent myself a nice Airbnb for like $70 and just go up and down the Playa del Carmen Fifth Avenue Strip and go to the hottest girl. Hey, how much? $100. Boom. You come with me. $100. Do it again. Guys, if I wanted, okay, if I, Amar Metwali, wanted, after I was done fucking that Colombian prostitute, I could have went back down on Fifth Avenue and got me a Venezuelan chick. But again, pay to play is simply not my thing. I was just doing it so you guys out there can understand that there is no reason for you guys to complain, because as long as you have money, there is no such thing as being an incel if you have money. Now, a lot of guys out there, they're looking for that relationship girl. Guys, relationships are fucking over, man. The very, very few decent women out there, they're focusing on the on their career. You know, Aaron Clary did the math. He says that there are less than 3% women out there who are actually quality material. However, these women, they're focusing on their career. The only time they want to get married is when they're post-wall, they hate their job, they get baby rabies, and they want to gain, you know, 200-300 pounds, and they want to be taken care of. That's the only time quality woman want to get married. And again, that's not fair for you. Imagine a woman who spent her 20s working for corporate America or wherever in the world, and now she's 32 and she's like, all right, I just want to retire, have a baby, and just have some rich dude take care of me. That's not fair for you at all. But this is where we are, guys. This is what you guys out there need to understand, man. Relationships are over. The only thing that we have nowadays are situationships, okay? A situationship is when a woman is seeing multiple guys, you know? That's why women call it a situationship. A relationship means she is in something long-term with one dude. A situationship is something right now that can be replicated with multiple different guys. So this is what we have in 2022, guys. We only have situationships. We no longer have relationships. And this all goes back to the fact that women just want to have fun, okay? When I was at the pub, man, you know, these women, they were like shouting with the band, you know, dancing, going like this, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, or whatever the hell these retarded women do. And it's because these women, their life is empty. Their life has no purpose, you know? A woman's job is to have kids, take care of the kids. That's a woman's only purpose, is to have kids and take care of those kids. If it's not her kids, it's her daughter's kids, it's her grandchildren. See, a woman's job is to take care of kids, period, okay? Today, because women don't want to have kids, that emptiness a woman has inside of her, she has to fill it by going to the dance club. She has to fill it by living a frivolous life where, you know, maybe Shad and Tyrone are filling her up. Maybe a beta male simp is filling her up by taking her out to freaking Ruthless Chris Steakhouse. You see, because women no longer have the desire to have children, they want to be entertained. They want to live that life where they go from one relationship to another, because that's the only way the modern female can actually feel as if she has a purpose, as jumping from one cock to another, one situationship to another. And they're gonna keep on doing this, guys, until they can't do it anymore. Eventually, a lot of guys out there, guys, eventually a lot of guys out there, you know, these 20-year-old guys, 30-year-old guys, when they get to my age around 40, even younger, because the red pill is going to guys who are in their teens now. A lot of these guys out there, they're either going to go their own way, or they're just going to rent a hole for the hour, call it mission accomplished. A lot of guys out there, they're finding the hard way. They're finding the hard way, guys, that there is no such thing as relationships anymore, okay? So, a lot of these women, when they become post-wall, they're not going to have access to guys their age anymore, because guys their age, they're going to Fifth Avenue in Playa del Carmen, and they're getting the hottest, youngest 18-year-old on the block. That's going to be the future, guys, okay? The future for us as men is to get the hottest, youngest prostitute on the street or in the brothel. You know, there are brothels out there that specialize in having women rather than you going after a streetwalker. But the point here for a lot of guys out there, the future simply is gonna be pay to play. You know, if you're not Chad, you're not Tyrone, pay to play is gonna be the future, because going out to the modern woman hoping you're gonna have a fulfilling relationship, that's pretty much non-existent in 2022. You know, Islam tells us 50 women are gonna be looked after by one man. Christianity says one man, seven women. Christianity tells us that seven women are gonna beg one man to marry them just so they can be taken care of. See, the thing you need to understand about God, guys, is that before God Nagasaki Hiroshima's you back to the Stone Age, you have to be at your highest of corruption. Let me say that one more time. Before God steps in and humiliates you, you have to be at the highest level of your corruption. So these women out there, man, they're gonna go from, you know, being wined and dined, Chad and Tyrone, and all of a sudden they're not gonna have anything, guys. Boom. It's like a plane literally falling down from the sky. You know, it's not gonna glide down, you know? If a plane glides down, it's gonna do just fine. But if it falls from the sky, it's over. It's the same thing with these modern day females. You know, when God decides to finally take them out, they're just gonna fall like this, you know? So the point here for a lot of you guys out there to understand is that not just pay to play is the future, but these women out there, they are leading meaningless lives, and they're going to keep on jumping from one situation ship to another, because that's really the only thing that makes them feel alive, okay? So the bottom line for you guys out there who are watching this video, okay? If you're not willing to simp, if you're not willing to become her walking ATM, attention, time, money, like Red Pill Mary said, and you're not Chad and Tyrone, then you have no value for a woman. Again, if you're not her walking ATM, if you're not Chad and Tyrone, you have no value to a woman. That's just the bottom line.